There are many who believe that there are some beings which do not have material form, and that some human beings exercise control over them, and for instance they can cause sickness, illness to other people through this agency. And when they find that jinn are mentioned in the Quran, they take this as support of their beliefs.
Right.
So on this background, I would request you to clarify the Quranic teaching about jinn.
Right, inshallah. Although I have spoken on this subject very extensively, quite a few times before, but I should like to answer this question to you, because this is your first question, and you remember that joke about pehla vaar hai, beta. So, this is your first question here, and I should like to respond to it, though briefly in this session. The fact is that the jinn have been spoken of in the Holy Quran, and also have been explained differently at different places, not in the same manner. Some jinn are of different nature, some jinn are of different nature, some jinn are of such physical nature that they can be held in bondage under physical chains, like the jinn of Hazrat Sulaiman and Hazrat Dawood, and they are spoken of as made of fire as well in the Holy Quran, and also as such as they can dive deep into sea and bring out the stones and things, precious gems. So they are not the same jinn. Those made of fire could not dive into the sea and come out alive. Those made just of spirits without any physical form could not be held in chains, because the jinni can walk through the walls and everything, stones and whatever they are made of. So how could they be held in chain? While the Holy Quran tells us, مُقَرَّرِينَ فِي الْأَسْفَادِ, the jinns of Hazrat Sulaiman were bound in chains. So that shows that the Holy Quran tells us of various jinns, and every time it speaks of jinns, it also has very intricate references from which you can infer, if you want to, the nature of those jinns. And the Arabic language also speaks very widely of various types of jinns. The fundamental character of the word jinn, as understood from the Arabic dictionary, is something which hides you, which escapes your sight. So, according to the Arabic language, all such people who live in mountains, who generally escape the sight and knowledge of the people living ordinarily in the plains, they are also called jinns. Such people who are called big people, who generally avoid contact with the commoners and the masses, they are also called jinns. Even women are called jinns, those who observe parda, of course. Not the ladies here, I mean, generally speaking, because the jinn, the character of the word jinn is missing here. If you keep aloof, away from common sight or common touch, then you can be called a jinn. And also, the snakes are called jinns. Those who hide in from the people, from the sight of other animals as well, and live in underground burrows, because they have that character, they are called jinns. Also, according to Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the bacteria are called jinn. They also avoid sight. And that can be proved positively, categorically, from a tradition of Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he mentions that although normally it is said that you should use other dry objects for cleaning yourself if you do not have water after you have gone for stools. But you should avoid use of bones. You can use stones or earth or other thing of dry objects to clean yourself if you do not have water, like you use hair paper. But he said that you should not use bones for this purpose because that is the diet of jinns. Now, it's fantastic, absolutely flabbergasting. How could Ahasuerus conceive of bacteria at that time? Allah must have told him that there is some harmful creature attached to this which you don't see. So because he didn't see and he knew Arabic better than anybody else, so he used the one common word jinn for that being, that creature. So now we know what he meant. But Sahaba, when even if they didn't know, they would follow him and they benefited from that obedience. So they stopped using bones because if they used it for cleaning themselves, they may convey some harmful bacteria inside the body and to ultimate detriment of the person himself. So this is the jinn as we understand from the Holy Quran. But I have no objection to any jinn of any form. Most welcome. But I am not called upon by the Holy Quran to believe in them. Iman billah is a must. Iman bil kutab, that is the books, is a must. Belief in prophets is a must. Belief in the day of judgment and angels, they are must. But I nowhere read in the Holy Quran that a belief in jinnai is a must. So let them be and let them not be. I don't know.